This is The Frontline, industry insights and perspectives from America's premier professional staffing agency, Frontline Source Group. Joining us on this segment is Bill Casco. He's the founder and CEO of Frontline and a seasoned expert on the subject of hiring both temporary and permanent employees. In this segment, we'll get to know Bill and his company, Frontline, a little bit better. Bill, welcome to the program.
David, great to be with you as always.
Absolutely. So I wanted to start and lay the groundwork for this segment with a brief history. What led to the formation of Frontline? How did you start the company?
You know, this is our 10th year, and 10 years ago, the dream, and it's funny, in fact, to kind of tell the story, because we started off wanting to make a difference one person at a time, and we really didn't realize what it was going to turn into. And when we had the idea about what we wanted to create, we started off very small, and then we grew it organically and just from our clients and the needs, and we filled a void that was out there to really be different than everyone else, to be different than the other agencies that were currently in the marketplace. It's taken us 10 years to come to this point where we've kind of figured out where we're at, where we want to be, and where we want to go in the future. And for us, that little small idea was just that seed that kind of has grown. And as it grew, it opened up the branches, and we've now traveled in so many different places and ways that looking back, never would have imagined we would be where we're at today.
Sure. So even as a CEO, your growth has surprised you. You know, it's been said, Bill, that culture is so vital to the success of any organization, any business, really. What would you say is your vision about the culture? I know that this is really important for you, both internally and as well as the way and the manner in which you serve your clients. Talk to me a little bit about culture.
You know, that's a great question, because when you look at our industry as a whole, we're all about people. And yet so many times we put people aside and the businesses that we worry about money first. And so our idea and philosophy was to take care of our people first and worry about the money part of it later. And we still to this day believe that we don't get tied up in the money aspect. We're tied up in people. We're in the people business. We have to create a culture where people understand it's important to work hard, but it's also important to have the ability to go home at night and be with your families and to enjoy life. Life is way too short. And so because of that, we've created a culture where you truly work hard and then you get to play hard. And so the rewards and the benefits and the time off and the things that we do for our internal staff, by keeping them happy, it creates a culture where people don't leave. And so our tenure stays very high, which allows for the company to grow. And of course, you keep that kind of methodology built within the company. It continues to grow because they'll tell other people. And of course, we all know the saying that if you know good people, or if you're a good person, you know another good person.
That's
and
right.
So we find more people that are brought in because they know someone who has been here or they've heard great things about it. But what ends up happening is that when our internal staff is happy, it means that they're more prone to take care of the clients in that same kind of mannerism. Mm-hmm. And so it trickles down. And because of that, it's not just our clients that are happy. And again, in our world, when we speak of clients, it's a employer or it's a candidate. And so we have to keep both happy as we go down that road. And so if our internal staff is happy, that reflects onto the people that they're working with, both for the people that write us a check and the people that we open up the door for new opportunities or career opportunities or job changes or temporary positions, whatever it may be.
Makes perfect sense. As a CEO, as a professional, as a guy that's grown a company, do you have any mentors, or who would you point to as a mentor or someone that you feel you learned from in terms of how to grow this thing?
There are so many that I don't even know where to start sometimes, you know, but I always seem to fall back onto one because of the idea behind it and the concepts. And when you listen to the people that have joined the company and where they're at. And that's really Herb Kelleher with Southwest Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
And the idea behind a company that you can have fun, you can grow a business, you can allow people to come to work every day who truly love what they're doing, mm-hmm. who will give things up for the company,
mm-hmm.
But also a company who has the ethics and the standards to stand behind their people every day, to understand that, look, they make mistakes, they're not perfect, But they have a philosophy and a belief. And if you're from the outside wanting to come to work there and you don't have that same feeling of fun or an idea of what it's like to loosen up a little bit or can take a joke or you can't take a joke, then as Herb says, we'll miss you. And even it's like the clients who complain, you know, they're passengers who complain and they make complaints about nitpicky things. And all of us have this in life where we're like, really, that you're going to complain and make a federal case over something so minor. And you know, in Herb Kelleher's words, it's, we'll miss you. And they have that philosophy and feeling that they're doing the best they can. They know that they're the best at what they do. They make mistakes. They're just like all of us. But you build a culture where the people appreciate, respect the brand and the name, and they're proud to have it, say, Southwest Airlines on their shirts or, you know, and their mugs. And boy, that's just an incredible feeling to have. That's the same type of feeling that we have tried to create, is a culture where it's built from within, hire from within to have a career opportunity, you know, to move from a beginning level right out of college, work your way up, be whatever you want to be. And so when you build something like that, that culture that's created is unbelievable.
It's very much a people business, as you point out. And this all makes, again, perfect sense in terms of how you're thinking about it, really modeling for your own clients, Bill. As we're looking at this macro view of Frontline Source Group, what's the short and maybe longer term vision from your perspective?
That's something that's really difficult to answer. And it's funny. It's like trying to answer that to a banker and he wants to know what's your short-term and long-term, and you go, well, right. In our world that we live in, long-term is 18 months. If you think about the way that things change in the economy and what we're living in, you know, if you go back to 2000 and 2008, 2009, 2008, and you think about what we went through as a country with the almost Great Recession, whatever we want to call this thing, and the changes that take place, it's so hard to forecast. And so we really try to look at about 18 to 24 months out. That's our long-term plan. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, we have no idea. And then there's a short-term, which in our world really is that 6 months out, even sometimes 9 months to a year. So there's not a whole lot of gap that takes place. It's kind of we know what we want to accomplish this year. We knew what we wanted to accomplish last year. We did that. We've got our plan for this year of new offices and growth from internally growing our staff. And then we have the ideas of what we want to happen down the road. So our growth this year internally is going to be huge. But part of our process, like every other company out there, it's hiring the right people and the right staff. And you know, the one thing that we have come to learn over 10 years is that our success is driven about the people that we have around us and that are with this company. And I try to stress that to all of our managers and everyone that we work with. I'm one guy. And I am not the one that makes this company successful. It's all of these great people that work here and that are in our offices. And if you can literally have a bad apple within a group that will throw the entire team off. And until you have the right people around the manager that creates that core group, and then you build on that core group, you really aren't going to have the growth or success. And so because we're a privately owned company, because we're not having to answer to Wall Street or a large board of directors or hundreds of stockholders, it's not a race to us. We're not always worried about racing to the bottom line about the profit and how much are we going to get back on our returns and is there going to be a dividend. It's just not a race. And so the whole idea behind it for us when we look at our growth truly is about there's nothing more important to us than finding the right people. And so short term or long run, it's never going to change. It's always going to be about hiring the best people internally for us as a company to grow and be successful. That will be and really is the bottom line every single year for us.
It's a great framework. Thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate it. I feel like we've gotten to know you and the company and how you think about the business you do for your clients a whole lot better in this segment. We'll do more of it. Bill, thanks for joining us. We've been visiting with Bill Casco. He's the founder and CEO of Frontline Source Group. They are the experts in placing temporary and permanent staffing into business enterprises, now with offices in Texas and the surrounding markets. For more information, visit frontlinesourcegroup.com. I'm David Wolf. Thanks for joining us.